The Bible says that all those who desire to live godly shall suffer persecution. My friend, if the devil is not opposing you, then I think it's important that we re-examine ourselves to see whether we're in the faith. Because a Christian that's causing a disturbance, Satan will target.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'll begin to read with the third verse. The Apostle Paul says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." I'm dealing with coming against strongholds. Now, we as Christians are engaged in a spiritual conflict with and against evil. I could say that the powers of darkness and evil are very real, and they're very present, and they come against the child of God. Satan attacks those that belong to Jesus. He opposes those believers in Christ, those that have put God first in their life. And I could say that he wages war in the heavenlies. In fact, we can see in the book of Ephesians, and the Apostle Paul would say in verse 12 of chapter 6, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but what? But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places." And so there is this opposition. The enemy wants to try to stop and to hinder you from serving the Lord. He doesn't want you to tell others about Jesus. He doesn't want you to impact somebody else's life with the power of the gospel of Christ. I would say, and I believe you agree, that the days are not getting easier. They're not getting better, but they're getting worse. In fact, there is a spiritual apathy, a falling away from the truth, from the Lord Jesus Christ. People hire up teachers for themselves because they have itching ears. They want to hear what they want to hear rather than hearing the truth of the Word of God. But there is this war in the heavenlies. In fact, we looked at Daniel and we see that the angel had fought against the prince of Persia. What is Daniel doing? Well, he's fasting and he's praying. He's seeking the face of God for 21 days. There is this battle. And we can see behind the spiritual veil, if you will, the spiritual curtain. And we see that the prince of Persia had prevented Daniel from receiving God's message from the angel. So there was this great conflict in the heavenlies, just like Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 tells us. There's the conflict and the opposition that comes against the child of God. Daniel had to wait 21 days for the revelation. Daniel felt this conflict in his spirit. There was this war. Listen, the prince of Persia was not a human king, but rather a demonic force from Satan's kingdom. That's right. He was defeated only when Michael, the archangel or Israel's prince, came to help the angel. Now, this incident gives us, you and I, a glimpse of the unseen battles going on in the spiritual realm on our behalf. Now, we may not see them with our natural eye, but we can sure sense it with our spiritual eyes or in our spiritual man, if you will. Listen, my friend, God had responded to Daniel's prayer, but the answer was delayed for 21 days because of that satanic opposition. Satan always desires and attempts to hinder our prayers. Many times while praying, you can sense or feel the opposition or the resistance or the oppression. My friend, when it's hard to pray, I always say this, then pray harder. Amen. You know, sometimes it seems like your prayer isn't making it to the ceiling. There is that opposition. When it's hard, my friend, to pray, you just pray harder.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.